Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go now to London with CBS News correspondent Rami Innocencio with the latest on the British Prime Minister. Rami, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS in New York. Thank you for joining us. What can you tell us as far as the latest in London today?
Sure thing. Good to speak to you. Basically, the United Kingdom has its next prime minister. His name is Rishi Sunak. We got word just within the past hour or so. And he makes history because he is also the first premier who's a person of color, the first of Indian heritage and of the Hindu faith. And this happened because the sole contender, Penny Mordaunt, the ex-defense minister under then Prime Minister Boris Johnson, bowed out in the final minutes before the balloting closed, which would have made this a two-person race. But she saw the writing on the wall that she did not have enough votes to carry on, in effect bowing out, making Sunak the Conservative Party leader, and in effect he will become the next Prime Minister.
And what transpires now officially as far as British royalty and all the official activities that we are grown accustomed to, that this happens in London?
Of course. And, you know, before I even answer that, we've been here before, just 7 weeks ago, because that's when Prime Minister Liz Truss took over from Boris Johnson. What we're going to see in the next week or so, maybe in the next few days, is very much something similar, where Rishi Sunak will meet with King Charles. Last time it was, of course, Queen Elizabeth II before she passed away. But he will meet King Charles, where he will be officially appointed to take the premiership to form the government. Then he will move on with the orders of business. In terms of that, there are massive headaches that have been buffeting this country. That is no different. In some ways, it could be even worse. There are fears of recession on the horizon. Inflation hasn't gone away at 40-year highs. Energy costs are similar. Also, he has to deal with what the country should do with Russia's war on Ukraine. In addition to that, his own Conservative Party is extremely fractured. Boris Johnson, if he had stayed in the race, might have siphoned votes away from Rishi Sunak. So it's his job now to try to unite his own divided party, but also really to try to unite this very divided kingdom.
And lastly, Rami, what are the possibilities of a general election in the near future?
Sure. Well, the opposition parties, the Labour in particular, they are already calling for a general election, a national election. It remains to be seen if that is actually going to happen. But the calls for this, the reason for the calls for this is because critics are saying that this is not a democratic process. Look at it this way. In Parliament, only the Conservative Party had the votes, could vote, really, for their leader. And there are only 357 of those in Parliament. Now, put that in comparison to the number of people in the United Kingdom itself. There are nearly 70 million people. So that's why we see these calls, these demands, these cries for a general election. To your question, it's unlikely that they will call for an election because so long as a Conservative Party has a majority in Parliament, which it continues to do, there is no reason for them to put themselves under the gun for a general election. But if there was, most recent polls say that Labour, the opposition party, would win in a massive landslide. Another reason for them to say, nope, no general election. We're going to keep calm as they have been, and to carry on.
CBS News correspondent Rami Innocencio, live in London. Rami, thank you for joining us.
Of course.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.